Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this 26 Habits episode, it's time to start habit number 6. Now, if you're new to the show or you've just found this episode on the pool and need a bit of background, 26 Habits is about breaking down 2018 into 26 two-week projects with a view to either making or breaking a habit. Habit number 5 is about making the habit of yoga before bed, and it really is and was like a magic pill that lulls your brain and your body to sleep. If, like me, you've ever had sleep issues or you get restless at bedtime and your mind gets really busy, it's a really easy thing to incorporate into your day. I was using 3 different videos, 3 different lengths. One of them was just 7 minutes, and even that alone would just make the difference for me going to bed stressed and going to bed ready to sleep, which is a really big distinction. I've really enjoyed the process, although I do find doing the yoga earlier on in the evening and not immediately before bed renders the best results. If I left it too late, if I was like, right, I'm ready for bed now, and then tried it, I could get a bit grumpy about it. I'll be keeping this one up, so it's a habit that's been successfully made, but I'm not going to do it every day. There's just going to be days when I maybe don't want to. But with that said, the next time I feel restless or I'm not sleeping well or I can feel stressed, like building up, it's the first thing I'm going to do to get myself back on track. It's a really good thing to know that you've got right there in your living room, on the floor, no kit needed. Boom, you can figure out a way to talk yourself off the ledge, which, you know, I sometimes find quite useful. I have, though, said right from the very start of this that if I fail at a habit or if I skip a day, I will tell you. Well, dear listeners, I had to forego yoga before bed when I got home really quite late after a friend's baby shower recently, because I'd had one too many celebratory champagnes and would have likely nutted myself on the coffee table in my living room had I tried to get into a downward dog. So I do hope you can forgive me and understand. Right, on to habit number 6 then. We're torching through these, right. So something I never want to do is perpetuate any kind of unhealthy attitude or approach to diet and exercise. It's such a toxic cycle to get caught up in. I've definitely been caught up in it, so it's not something I want to add any fire to. And right at the start of 26 Habits, I explained that I wanted to approach all of these subjects in a way that was useful, helpful, and would make sense rather than add confusion. I feel as though there are so many fads in the diet, health, and wellness and exercise realm, and it just ends up, certainly in my case, making me feel a bit helpless and like I'm trying to do something good, and then I've read this one thing that says that this is brilliant, and then, you know, I'm in the middle of it, and then there's another piece telling me that actually it's nonsense and I should be doing something else. I really have lost count of the times I've been fully following some sort of exercise regime or diet, and then someone will say, oh no, that doesn't make sense. No, actually, you're doing more harm than good. You should try this. And you just feel, well, I certainly do, I just get very frustrated. The main thing should be about finding the thing you enjoy, feel comfortable with it, and remind ourselves that we're not training for the Olympics, so we don't need to eat or train like professional athletes. That's not to say we can't borrow some of their proven techniques if we want to make some changes or reach a certain goal. But what I want to do with 26 Habits is hopefully add clarity, not confusion, to some of these topics. So my 6th 26 Habits is going to be intermittent fasting, and it's something I've wanted to try for a while for a few reasons. Reason number 1, intermittent fasting isn't a diet. It's a pattern of eating, And on a larger scale, it's an umbrella term for a way of eating that cycles between a period of fasting and non-fasting, or fasting and feeding. You've heard of the 5-2, right? It's a similar principle. It doesn't change what you eat, it changes when you eat. It adds routine to eating, and this is what appeals to me, because I'm somebody who usually grabs something on the go. I'm rarely in the same place a few days in a row, so I am awful for picking things up on the run, and actually they're not great choices. They're just, oh, I should probably eat now, or I should have that before I go into that meeting, or I don't want my tummy to rumble in front of such and such, or I better have an energy bar or some sort of thing like that. So I really quite like the idea of incorporating a structure into things. Another reason is it doesn't require stocking your cupboards with any special ingredients, cutting things out, making meals into shakes, or any of that nonsense. You just need to use your common sense when it comes to what you are eating during your eating window. I remember chatting to Dalton Wong, who's the personal trainer who's worked with Jennifer Lawrence in the past, and he said that basically we all know whether we should really eat something or not before it's even gone into our mouths. It was words to that effect, and I just remember he is so, so right, but often, certainly in my case, and this does apply to nut butters, I've got to be honest. If somebody tells me that they're great, I would almost like use it as an excuse to potentially have a bit more than I should. Thirdly, my brother's been doing it for a while and he really rates it, and he's been quite evangelical about the benefits that he's seen and felt. So I thought, okay, I'll see whether it's up to much, and because I'm his annoying little sister, it's only right that I copy him. So how does intermittent fasting work? Well, intermittent fasting can help teach your body to use the food that you are consuming more efficiently, and then your body can learn to burn fat as fuel when you're not giving it those bursts of calories we get from sort of snacking throughout the day. So when I say there's an eating window, it doesn't mean all bets are off and you can eat for the entire 8 hours. No, we're talking about two meals within that 8-hour window period. So I'm not focusing on my waistline or dress size, because that's a trap I've fallen into way too many times. But the benefits of intermittent fasting are many and include, among other things, lower blood glucose levels, reduced blood pressure, increased sensitivity to the action of insulin within the body, increased fat metabolism, digestive system detoxification, and increased fat metabolism. Essentially, it's a change that could help your body naturally digest and metabolize more efficiently. So what does it look like? In this case, and what I'm going to do, is a cycle of fasting and non-fasting where I won't eat for 16 hours and then I'll have a window of eating that's 8 hours long. So the idea is to push through and maybe start eating at 12, so have a lunch at 12 and then have dinner by 8 o'clock.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that's it. There's no snacking. There's no nonsense in between. It doesn't mean, oh, well, if you're not having three meals, you can eat junk all day. Nothing like that. It's just about pushing your body, extending that fasting process, so that all of the kind of stuff that happens at a molecular level, as described above, can happen. It also makes your day a lot easier. Only planning two meals rather than three is one less thing to worry about. There have also been many studies. The research on this is fascinating. There have been studies that suggest it can help you live longer. I also really like the fact that it isn't a diet. It's it's just a way of eating differently or eating smart. And I used the no alcohol habit, which was habit number 4, to assess and redress my relationship with alcohol. And this pattern eating serves a similar function for me with food. I'm an emotional eater. I'm an on-the-go eater. I will always give myself a reason to eat something I know I shouldn't if I'm having a crappy day, which is the emotional eating thing. But I think this could help with that as well, because those 8 hours, those two meals, I have to eat smart, I have to eat clever. Interestingly, I've told some friends about this, and there may be some of you out there listening to this thinking, I think I'm unintentionally intermittent fasting already. I know a lot of people who get up, rush out of the house, and don't actually stop until lunchtime when they have their first meal. So they're saying, am I intermittent fasting already, and not realizing? And in a way, I suppose they kind of are. I spoke to nutritional therapist Eve Kalinick about this. She's actually been a guest on this podcast previously, and she really helped me with my gut issues, which I talk about in the episode that I did with her. But I wanted to get a professional perspective. So I asked her, you know, what are your thoughts on intermittent fasting, and are there really all these kind of benefits? And she came back to me, and I'm just going to read you what she said in her email. So she said, giving ample fasting time for the gut gives it more of an ability to repair and regenerate, and that has improved knock-on effects to the immune system and certain inflammatory markers that have been shown in some studies. I believe this should also extend to giving a rest between meals too, as we have different microbes that work to absorb food and those that then come in for the cleanup and repair operations, so to speak. In general, I tend to advise my clients to have a 12-night overnight fast, as that's the time when the gut can really get to working on repairing and regenerating, and that tends to be more doable for most people. So essentially you would eat between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. or 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. and have only water either side of that. She also mentions that other people have referenced intermittent fasting in regards to improved metabolism, although that doesn't seem to necessarily be conclusive. Her conclusion, she says, is I just think it means that we are doing less of the late night snacking, which invariably leads to less calories overall. Now, intermittent fasting isn't something you should just start. You need to ease your way in. So in the days prior to starting this habit, I've been very mindful of trying to observe a start time, and I'm a cutoff time, and have also quit any and all snacks. An 8-hour eating window, just to say it again, does not mean a constant grazing period of just constant food throughout the day. It's about two meals, and in my case, I'm going to marker my window, I think I've already said, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's not the most sociable diet, but my friends have seen me through habit number 4 of no booze well enough, so they're going to get used to this in 2018. I'm just intrigued to see if it's actually a really small change, which, you know, might take a few days to ease into, that could actually make me feel better. I've read a lot about mental clarity as well. Digesting food actually takes up a lot of energy. So if you have a big lunch and then you sit at your desk in the afternoon at work and you feel a bit cloudy or you don't feel as sharp, that can sometimes be because there's a lot of work going on in the body to metabolize and digest the food that you've eaten. So could it have any implications there? This is what I want to find out. This is what I'm going to guinea pig for these 2 weeks. So if you have tried intermittent fasting and you've had any results, whether it be with mental clarity, productivity, whether you've seen it help you with your efforts in conjunction with exercise, I'd be really delighted to hear from you. So drop me an email at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or tweet me. I'm at Emma Guns. Slide into my DMs if that feels right. And I'm also on Instagram, which is at Emma Guns too. And if you want to start a conversation with the many, many hundreds of wonderful listeners who are in the Emma Guns Show forum on Facebook, then click the link in the show notes. We're having a lot of fun over there. It is a closed group, but I approve every single member personally. So if you want to come in, have a chat, post some things, ask some questions from like-minded people, that's where a lot of chat is going down, and we are having a genuinely very good time. I will be trying to post on Insta stories. If you are following me, you'll know that that's where a lot of stuff goes down. So I will be putting my meals as and when I'm having them on Insta stories, if you're interested in keeping track about the kind of things I'm eating and what time I'm eating. I'm anticipating there may be a whingy 9 p.m. Insta story in the next few days of me complaining about the fact that I actually want a snack or something like that. But, you know, that's what we're here for. We're just along for the ride. Thank you ever so much for listening. I hope that you are going to keep me company on this. I know a lot of you have been telling me about the 26 habits that you are trying, and succeeding beautifully with. So please do keep in touch. Let me know how it's all going. And I will see you on the next episode of the show.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.